6-year-old Nika said, if you want to learn to love better, you should start with a friend whom you hate. That reminds me of a story. So the minister was preaching about love your enemies, and he said, how many of you have less than 50 enemies in the world? And a third of the congregation raised their hand. How many of you realize now that you don't have any more enemies? And nobody raised their hand but one lady, the 93-year-old lady. And he said, really? How have you done that to where you have no more enemies? And she said, I've outlived every nasty one of them. And 4-year-old Jenny said, there are two kinds of love, our love and God's love, but God makes both kinds of them. Jessica, 8 years old, said, you really shouldn't say I love you unless you mean it, but if you mean it, you should say it a lot. People forget. And 4-year-old Marianne said, love is when your puppy licks your face even after you left him alone all day. I understand from what I read that Valentines began in 1847 in England. Valentines were given to one sweetheart or spouse, hopefully the same person if you're married, or special friends, and the cards were expressions of love and appreciation to those who received them. Well, the love chapter, of course, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, is one that I wanted to share with you tonight. And when I saw it as the Message translation gives it, I want to give that also. But first, let's see, who has a King James Bible up here close to the front? King James Version. You do, Sister Dale? Would you like to step forward? Have you ever stepped forward during a Wednesday night service? This is going to be a first. Come on up here. I won't ask you to read it, but if you'll bring me your Bible, you could stand here by me until I read it. Would that be all right? I asked her tonight, did you walk to church tonight? No, she said. Someone brought her to church tonight, and we're glad about that. Is your hand burned or what? Right there.
I think it could be either spider bite.
Spider bite or something?
Or it could just be from that hand lotion.
Well, we don't like spider bites or rashes of any kind.
No.
And so in the name of Jesus, the Lord heal you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
The last verse of 1 Corinthians 12 says, covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So the most excellent way, he's saying, is to have love by which the gifts of the Holy Spirit work through you to help and comfort and bless others. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. So we can stop there, but that is a description. And thank you.
You're
for
absolutely.
Bringing it up to me.
Okay, you're
from the Message translation, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love does not want what someone else has. Love does not strut. Love does not have a swelled head. Love does not force itself on others. Love is not always me first. Love does not fly off the handle. Love does not keep score of the sins of others. Love does not revel when others grovel. Love takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Love puts up with anything. Love trusts God always. Love always looks for the best. Love never looks back, and love keeps on going to the end. Love never dies. Well, that's quite a description, isn't it? And one that makes us hungry and thirsty to be filled with that kind of love. Wanted to say to you that there are great love stories in the Bible. It says that, of course, Noah gave himself so earnestly to save his family. Noah worked as he did to build an ark to save his family. It says Isaac loved Rebecca. It says Jacob loved Rachel. And we can say tonight that we love someone. You could turn to your husband or wife and say, I love you. Would you like to do that? I love you, Glenda. I did say it to her, but all she said back to me was, thank you. She's shy. She doesn't like to say things like that in public. But she says it when we're alone. But the greatest love story in the Bible is the way God loves us. Now, Jesus loved the rich young ruler. That touched me when I read that again, because I read about 200 references in the concordance today of God loving, or Jesus loving. And lo and behold, it used the words, Jesus loved the rich young ruler. But the rich young ruler didn't follow Jesus' love. He followed his love for money. The Father loved Jesus, it says, before the creation of the world. The Father's love for his Son. The greatest love story. We can quote John 3:16 out loud together, can't we? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're going to see Dan Carringer again. The results of God's love include, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Not maybe we will be. Not we possibly could be. We are more than conquerors one way and one only through him who loved us. Nothing can change that. Isn't that wonderful? No power of hell or earth can ever change that. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us, Romans 8:37. And one more in 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Our Lord Jesus himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. Ah, those are some good words. And so in closing, I just wanted to say to you, how can we have the increase of this kind of love from 1 Corinthians, described in 1 Corinthians 13? And a couple of things filled my heart about that. One was, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. So whatever would be hindering the producing of that fruit within me is hindering the increase of love. The increased activity of the Holy Spirit in me and through me will increase love in my life. I will be able to endure and not fly off the handle and not have a swelled head and not keep score of the sins of others and trust God and look for the best and not look back and keep going to the end, and love will never die. Come on now. Because the Holy Spirit is within us helping us, our helper, our advocate, the counselor, the one that has come to be within us and beside us and increase through us his activity. Love that does not fail. For the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and self-control and the activity of the Holy Spirit through us. Oh, may we not hinder that. May we not ignore that nor frustrate the grace of God, but rather give place to the Holy Spirit and seek to be sensitive to the Spirit and seek to detect the difference between our fleshly ideas of love and self-seeking and the Holy Spirit's ideas of love that gives and shares and encourages and builds up the other person. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's activity. And I wrote down that we search our hearts and that we humbly ask the Spirit of the Lord to increase love and just keep on growing love in our lives at every circumstance and in every way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, tonight for your word. For your word. You do more, Lord, in 5 minutes than we can do in weeks or months. Your word. May we not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from you, Lord. Thank you tonight, Lord, for love that builds up instead of just knowledge that puffs up. Thank you, Lord, for the building up that happens when we realize how much we are loved and when we share with others the love that's in our hearts and lives. Thank you, Lord.